email ray@rte.ie. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
I know we're in the throes of the Euros, but we all have an eye on Paris and the Olympic Games. And I think one of the teams we're going to be shouting loud for during the Olympics is our rugby sevens. And Hugo Keenan has left the 15s and has joined the sevens, and he's on the line now from their training camp. Good afternoon, Hugo.
Hey, Ray. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, no, thanks. Thanks for taking time out. I was surprised when I heard that you were hooking up with the sevens. But of course, you have sevens history, don't you?
I do. I played about 4 or 5 years ago when I was in the academy with Leinster for about 3 years. So, yeah, making a little return for the next couple of months to give the Olympics a crack. It was probably too good of an opportunity to turn down.
Yeah. And why did you opt for sevens back in the day?
I think when I came into Leinster as a 20, 21-year-old, the likes of Rob, Dave Kearney, Fergus McFadden, there was a long list of back threes, and I really needed to go off and improve my game, develop my skills, and I think sevens was a perfect thing for me to do in the academy. So stuck at it for 2 or 3 years and came back a better player. And I think it definitely was brilliant for the nuts and bolts of the rugby 15s game.
Yeah, and particularly, I suppose, running in open spaces. It's sort of a fun-sized, bite-sized version of the 15s game, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. It's an intense sort of short and sharp version with a lot of action packed into 2 7-minute halves.
And I think it's
so
gonna
it's great to watch.
I think it's gonna appeal, yes, to the casual observer, the casual fan, because as you say, it's 7 minute halves and there's only a minute break in the middle. So if you have 15 minutes to spare to shout for Ireland in the Olympics, I think a lot of people are gonna be doing it. Now the pool is difficult, isn't it? Your pool.
Yeah, definitely. We've got New Zealand, South Africa and Japan. So a few of the top teams in it. But three teams can qualify out of a group, 8 get into the quarters. And that's the beauty with sevens as well, that anybody can win. It's all up for grabs. And I'm sort of joining a Irish sevens squad that have been competing so well this year. They came second overall in the World Series. So there's a huge amount of depth and potential in the squad, and that was definitely one of the factors to pull me back in and to give it a go.
And the Madrid Sevens was the most recent tournament, was it?
That was probably one of the bigger ones. We've actually had two in between.
Oh, have you? Right, okay.
And two Rugby Europe sort of smaller tournaments. So I've squeezed 3 in the last about 5 weeks, so it's been a pretty intense period.
Right.
Madrid was the final World Series event about 4 weeks ago. So that was a great way to, I suppose, jump into the deep end and test my skills and get back into the swing of things.
How'd you get on?
Yeah, we did okay. We came 5th in the end, a small bit disappointing, but for me, it was all about getting back up to speed, learning the detail and picking up the connections that I had with the squad from 4 or 5 years ago. I was lucky that they were brilliant, both the coaching and management staff, as well as the players, in welcoming me back in. And I knew a lot of the lads from before, and I'm still very close with a number of them. So that transition was easy. So it was a good learning experience and a nice stepping stone into Paris for me and the team.
There's going to be a lot of attention on the men's rugby sevens this year because Anton Dupont, the best player in the world, arguably, at 15s, is playing sevens for France in the Olympics.
Yeah, it's brilliant for the game. I think it's creating a great buzz over in Paris. I've obviously played against him a number of times, and he's honestly world-class. Definitely probably the best player in the world at the moment, so he's highlighted the sport for a lot of people over there and hopefully back home in Ireland, and hopefully there'll be a huge amount of Irish coming over to support us because the French will certainly be out getting behind him and his team.
He's a little fecker, isn't he? Like he seems impossible to stop, and it's impossible to predict what he's going to do next as well.
Absolutely. He's definitely got that French flair. that X factor about him. He's obviously gone so well with France and Toulouse this season, and he's shone on the seven stage as well. So he's not the only 15s lad coming in. There's Australian guys, and I think it's brilliant for the game, and he's definitely pushing it on, and pushing the limits of it.
Now you're fast, and you have to be fast for sevens, because you could get a ball on your own line and get the opportunity to run the full length of the field. That often happens, doesn't it?
It does. It does. I'm certainly not the fastest in the squad. There's a few flyers, in fairness, but it tests your speed. It tests your stamina. But also test your physicality. A lot of the sides are very physical, the New Zealand side, the Fijian side. So it's a real challenge. Yeah. And it's been an intense sort of 5-6 weeks getting up to speed with things and getting the body and lungs going.
And Hugo, as a child, did you dream about representing your country at the Olympic Games?
To be honest, I probably wasn't good enough to ever make it in terms of athletics or tennis or golf or whatever like that. So I never thought I'd be in a position to go over and represent Ireland. I think it's brilliant that rugby sevens came in a number of years ago. I think this is only the second time it's ever been in. And I think it's brilliant for rugby, but also brilliant for the Olympics, because it is such an exciting sport. So that was one of the reasons why I made the transition over to sevens, because the Olympics really is the pinnacle of sport, isn't it? And it's going to be a brilliant experience, but also the squad's so competitive here that we're going over to hopefully compete for a medal and do it for the country too.
And did it come from you, Hugo? Did you have to write a letter or make a call and say, I want to go with the sevens, or I want to put myself forward for the sevens?
No, I had many conversations. There was a bit of chat in amongst the IRFU staff and the coaches. I was lucky enough that Andy Farrell, Leo Cullen were all so supportive of my desire to do it. But it was quite a last minute call. We had obviously a very busy season with the 15s, with the World Cup into the Six Nations, and then the European Cup with Leinster. So they were my sole focus at the time. But when they all finished up, that Olympics carrot was still dangling, and I was really keen to do it. I'd spoken to a number of players on the side, and they were keen to have me. The sevens coaches were keen to have me too, and it was too good of an opportunity to turn down, despite how difficult the decision was and the sacrifices I'd have to make.
Yeah, it was a mad 12 months for you, wasn't it? The disappointment of the World Cup, the joy of the Six Nations, and then the disappointment of the European Cup final against Toulouse. So it's as the young people say, Hugo, it was a roller coaster.
Absolutely, absolutely. There's been a lot of ups and downs. Yeah. Obviously, the 15 season ended hugely disappointing for myself and Leinster, and I suppose that was definitely not the plan when I made this decision to go with the sevens. I was hoping it would be in a different light. But I suppose they're the uncontrollables and variables that you can't really decide the outcome of. So in terms of that, it was disappointing. But again, they're the sacrifices. The likes of the South African tour coming up now was another tough thing to leave behind, but the dream of an Olympic medal was ultimately the thing that pulled me in.
Yeah, and will your family travel over to Paris?
They are. I've got a few siblings scattered around the world, so I'm not sure if they'll be able to make it back. But my parents will definitely be there, and I've got a lot of friends who are hoping to travel over. I think that's the beauty of having it over in Paris, is that hopefully a lot of the lads' families will be coming, and a lot of Irish will be coming, because obviously in the World Cup back in September, October, they came over in their tens of thousands, and it was an incredible experience. And something that really added to our performances, and hopefully it will to the whole of Team Ireland in all the different categories.
And rugby's in the genes. So your grandfather played for who?
You've done your research. He got a few caps for Munster.
Right.
So he played three or four times back in the day, and my mum's a Munster woman, and my uncles would be all supporting Munster. So there's a bit of banter in the family that. But that side definitely take the credit for the sporting genes.
Okay. So you're famous not just for your speed and scoring, but catching a ball in the air. Can you describe for our listeners, right, you're in the Aviva Stadium. There's over 50,000 people there. You're playing against France or whoever. And their fullback or their out half launches the ball up into the air. You're the last line of defence and the ball seems to be staying in the air forever. What's going through your head?
I don't think anything can go through your head other than the focus on, I suppose, doing your job, catching that ball, getting up high and competing for it.
Yeah.
It's something that I enjoy. I enjoy the pressure of it. I enjoy the challenge of coming up against the best, I suppose, kickers and
tacklers
in the world. And playing in front of those 50,000 people in the Aviva is the reason why you, I suppose, right, get into sport, why you want to play for your country and represent your side. And those pressure moments are pretty cool to be a part of.
Oh, brilliant. Well, listen, thanks again for taking time out from training. When do you make the trip over to Paris?
We're off this day next week.
That's
so we've got
nice.
A training camp in Tours in the middle of France. And then we travel up in and around the 20th to the Olympic Village, where we'll spend the week there.
Yeah.
In preparation. So it's an exciting time for the whole group. But we're building nicely. But there's a bit of work to be done just yet.
So I see the first game is against South Africa. That's Wednesday 24th. Then Japan later that evening, and then the next day against New Zealand. So it all happens very quickly. Have you been fitted for your outfit, for your uniform for Team Ireland?
That's all today. So
oh, is it right?
We're in Blanche, okay. Having our Team Ireland Olympic Day. We've got a few presentations and a nice little ceremony where we're having our family in this
lovely.
Evening. So it's a little bit of a send-off, but also a little bit of thank you for the people who got us there.
And can you tell us what the outfit's going to be?
There's a bit of white in it. It's white and green, obviously.
Right.
It's very nice. I'm probably not the best at describing these
right.
things, but
yeah, okay.
I'm sure you can see it online.
Yes,
it's lovely gear, so yeah. We're lucky.
Well, Hugo, thanks for taking time out again, and good luck. We'll be shouting for you and the sevens teams and the ladies sevens teams at the Olympics this year. Thanks, Hugo.
Thanks a million, Ray.
Thank you.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.